Pastor Troy King presents this life-changing message to encourage, inspire, and motivate you into your destiny. Get ready to receive this wave of glory from Pastor Troy King as it flows from heaven to minister to your spirit.
I want you to look at the neighbor next to you with all the strength you can muster and say, neighbor, it can't hold me. Look at somebody like you really mean it and say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, whatever spirit you've been dealing with, it can't hold you. Now look at somebody in the back row and say, neighbor, if you give God a radical praise, whatever you're dealing with, it cannot hold you. And when you give God a praise, because it can't hold you, it's got to loose you and let you go, because you are about to loose a supernatural praise. And when you begin to release a praise, everything that's been trying to hold you can't hold you. When you begin to release a praise, every wish that's been trying to control you can't control you. Every devil that has risen up got to go back to the pits of hell when you begin to loose a praise. You miss what I'm saying. The Holy Ghost said, whatever I loose in heaven. Oh, y'all missing. Whatever you bind, I will loose in heaven. See, you got to start binding some stuff so that some things can get loosed in the atmosphere. Oh, I feel like getting loose this morning. Oh, I wish I had some people that used to go to the club, that used to know how to rock and roll, that say, I feel like getting loose this morning. I feel like getting loose in the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and say, do you feel like getting wasted? Do you feel like getting drunk in the Holy Ghost? Because this morning, I need my miracle, and I'm going to fight every witch, every warlock that's trying to steal my victory. I'm going to take back what the devil done stole. Every spirit that has rose up against me, I'm going to begin to cast out every demonic force. Cast out every demonic witch now. Y'all sit down, you're making me nervous. And it came to pass, verse 16 and 16 now, God giving it to double up on you. And it came to pass, as they went into prayer. See, that's what you got to understand. You can't stop praying when the devil show up. Because see, you don't understand, it says that the damsel now, it came the moment they began to go into prayer. And it came to pass as we went into prayer that a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us. See, you got to understand that it's when you begin to pray like never before, when you begin to praise God like you done lost your mind. Can I take it one step higher? When you begin to believe by faith that anything can happen, that's when the enemy begins to show up and start getting on your trail to try to cause corruption in your life, to try to stop the word of God from coming forth. But guess what? I don't care what devil done showed up. I don't care what spirit done showed up, because I got the authority, and God has given me the power through Jesus Christ. I got the power to speak to the spirit. Look at your neighbor and say, start speaking to the spirit. But it said, now the spirit came and met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. See, now you got to understand what's going on right about now. So you got to understand that the damsel that brought divination and brought forth soothsaying that pleased her master. That's why you have words going forth in the atmosphere. And then she began to, in some form or way, begin to prophesy. But let me tell you, it's a difference in soothsaying and prophecy. See, some of you in the church done got confused by some soothsaying. So when some soothsaying come, it don't mean it can't come to pass. But when somebody begin to prophesy, you have to wait for the word to manifest. And now you have a damsel that is in a position now where she is soothsaying and begin to please all those around her because they know she in the wrong spirit. But it said that she brought her masters much gain. How can you be a soothsayer acting the gift of prophecy or the prophetic and bring someone else much gain and call them your master. That's what you call pimping prophets. Oh, I feel the anointing. So you got to understand now. Now you begin to understand. She came and she began to follow. And it said they met her and her gave her masters much gain by soothsaying. See, you got to understand. It's some people that's just happy with you living in the sin that you in. Y'all missing what I'm saying? It's some people that just don't even matter as long as you ain't being nothing and being about nothing. They happy and it gives them much gain. But the moment God began to send somebody that's anointed to cast that spirit off of you, then they begin to get mad because now all of a sudden you done started acting funny. Now all of a sudden you done changed. You don't act like you used to act no more. So they get mad because they can't begin to get no benefit of the way you used to act, the way you used to cuss folks out, the way you used to cut people and pull knives on folks. They don't understand it now because you're not giving them the benefit to give them pleasure to talk about your negative. But it said it gave her masters much gain. So you got to be careful of people around you to celebrate you in the area of your faults. See, it seems like somebody should get excited that somebody has came along now that can begin to speak to the spirit. And see, you can't get messed up with folks. See, a lot of people get mad with folks. Don't get mad with folks. It ain't nothing but the spirit. So you done developed some hatred, and you done developed a cultural adversity against somebody. But it's not that somebody, is that spirit. And y'all missing what I'm saying? Let me show you what the Holy Ghost is telling them. You got to understand now that it said that these men were servants of the Most High God. It said the same followed in verse 17. The same followed. So it means the same spirit followed Paul and Silas. Pastor, I'm going through this thing over. It seems like I can't shake this mess off of me. Oh, I know it ain't nothing but a spirit, but that spirit keep creeping up on me. That spirit I just can't get rid of. See, you got to understand, it said that the same followed. And look what it says. They were to show us the way to salvation. Look at somebody and say, show me. It said they got to show me the way to salvation. And then you notice now, look at verse 18. And this did she many days. She didn't follow them for one day. She didn't follow them for a couple of hours. But it said that she followed them many days. Ooh, Jesus. Can you imagine having a spirit attached to you that's always getting on your nerves? But see, you got to understand now, Paul didn't even begin to worry about the spirit that was following him. So you got to understand, the only reason the spirit is there to begin with is because it's assigned to you. You're missing what I'm saying. It shows up because you got the power, and God know you got the power to cast and speak it out of what's been connected to you. So it's some spirits that have connected itself to you, but all you got to do is begin to speak and say, I command that spirit to loose you in the name of Jesus. I command thee in the name of Jesus to begin to come out. But we get to a place where we, the biggest Christians, say, I don't want that spirit around me. And what happened? The spirit ended up rising up again because you didn't cast it out. So you got to understand, when a spirit is assigned to you, it don't matter where you are, it always stays assigned to you, because you have to understand, God is waiting on you to call it out. And if you don't call it out, it means it got to stay in. Oh, you're missing what I'm saying. It may not stay in you, but it'll jump on you. No matter where I begin to position myself, until I call it out. Look at your neighbor and say, just shake it off. He can't hold you. Whatever that spirit is, it can't hold you. It can't stop you in your tracks. I know you feel like that spirit is weighing you down, but the spirit is only there to set you up. You're missing what I'm saying. The spirit is only there to decree and begin to release in the atmosphere and let everybody around you know that God gonna get the glory out of this, that God gonna get the glory out of your life. So all you got to do is begin to speak to that spirit and say, I command. You ain't got to begin to put nobody's name there but yours and say, I command in the name of Jesus that you begin to come out. But a lot of us run from the spirit.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
And it said the moment he began to speak, it came out of her that same hour. So when you get tired of putting up with the spirit, all you got to do is speak, and it'll come out the same hour that you begin to speak. But the problem is, we ain't speaking nothing. All we doing is murmuring and complaining about the spirit that has been assigned to us, instead of beginning to call that spirit out by his name and say, I command that spirit to come out of my life now. I command the spirit of poverty to loose me now. I command the spirit of sickness to loose me now. I command that spirit of homosexuality to come out of you now. I command that spirit that's always keeping me down to come out now. I command that spirit of backbiting to come out now. Somebody need to speak to a spirit. And you wonder why you go through the same thing. Oh, it seemed like you're running around in circles. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. It feels like you got a wall up all around you. Oh, but I'm reminded in Joshua that on the seventh day that they begin to give praises unto God, and the trumpet began to sound, and the walls had to come down. It said they went around not one day, but 7 days. And on the seventh day, that's when they begin to release and bind and loose in the atmosphere. That's when the trumpet began to sound. Notice it says 6 days. That means you had to go through hell on Monday. You had to deal with some crazy folks on Tuesday. You felt like giving up on Wednesday. You wanted to kill yourself on Thursday. And on Friday, you felt like you was losing your mind. And on Saturday, you was barely making it. But if I can get to the sanctuary on the seventh day and begin to get in the presence of God and begin to let the trumpet begin to blow, the wall that's been hindering my blessing got to get ready to fall flat. Poverty got to fall flat. Sickness got to fall flat. Everything that's been hindering me got to fall flat. People that's hating me, they got to fall flat. Somebody just shout flatline, flatline. Oh, you're missing what I'm saying. Somebody need to shout flatline. Because when you shout flatline, the devil has already been destroyed. When you flatline, things are now flatline in your life. It can't begin to rise back up. Somebody need to praise him. On the seventh day, they ain't got it. The trumpet is your mouth. Oh, you miss what I'm saying. See, the trumpet is in your mouth. And when you begin to sound the alarm and blow the trumpet, you let the devil know you mean business. That you going to war for your family. You going to war for what you believe. You going to war. Oh, because on the seventh day, Joshua said, this wall can't hold us. Listen what I'm saying. I'm flowing in the Holy Ghost. It said this wall that's been hindering me can't stop me. It can't hold me back. Why? Because God has already called me to Canaan land. He's already called me higher than where I am. So it can't begin to hold me. Why can't it hold you? It can't hold you because it won't design for you to be there no way. And because it was not designed for you, it got to loose. But it said, he spoke.
Ah, my God.
That's why I love telling people one word from God can change your life forever. One word can make every brick of poverty begin to demolish right before your very eyes. One prophetic word from the King can begin to cause sickness to die in your body. One word from God can begin to release every hater out of your life. One word from God can begin to push you on a whole nother level. One word from God will make every witch begin to back up. One word from God will cause your anointing to skyrocket. One word from God will cause every devil in hell to leave you alone. One word from God will cause everything that's been dead in your life to rise. Somebody say, rise up.
What he said,
come out. And it came out the same hour. And because it came out the same hour, now that I'm prayed and now that God has anointed me and God gave me the authority, now the devils want to rise up. Now they mad because somebody done got delivered. See, the devil already mad before you get started, baby. But I don't care how mad the devil gets. I'm going to begin to call out every spirit. I'm going to begin to call out everything that's not like God. I don't care what you want to do. You can get mad all you want to. You can beat me down. You can cast me out. You can slander me with your words, but I'm gonna begin to speak what thus saith the Lord, baby. I don't care if you like it or not. You can put me on trial, you can put me in the courtroom, but I got a lawyer who'll defend me in my honor. That don't matter if you hate me or you love me, so it don't even matter, because God say I got some good deeds that I'm putting inside your belly. You're missing what I'm saying. I wish I had some Tyler Perry people right about now that say it's a no good deed for the enemy to show up in your life and cause and wreak havoc and keep the anointing from flowing out of your belly. But I don't care how many times the enemy tried me, I'm on my way to greatness. I'm on my way to another level, because I'm speaking those things that are not as though they were. I'm speaking into my own prosperity. I'm speaking to every spirit that rose up against me. I'm gonna praise him right here.
Look at somebody and say, the devil don't like what you're doing. Ah, my God. I don't care if he don't like it. Sister Lisa, the devil don't like that your mama gonna get healed. And I don't care what the devil got to say about it. He can make every doctor act crazy. He can put every bad drug it is in her body. But because the blood of Jesus is flowing through my veins, it don't matter how you try to drug me. It don't matter how you try to poison me. The blood of Jesus conquers all. Do anybody got the blood this morning flowing through your veins? And say, I ain't worried about my children acting crazy because they covered in the blood. I ain't worried about you dying before your time because the blood covers me. I ain't worried about the devil stopping nothing because I'm covered in the blood.
Just high five two people and say, you're covered. Oh, y'all ain't talking to nobody. Go and high five two people and say, you're covered.
Because you're covered, because you got an insurance policy. Oh my God, you ain't got no $500,000. You got an unlimited policy. That means the blood covers everything. That means now that the enemy know he can't touch you. The enemy, only thing he can do is try to hold you hostage. And he know he can't hold you for so long, because he know the place that he prepared for you was not designed for you. So his job is to try to discourage you in the midst of your prison mentality, to keep you from praising God while he
he got you on lockdown, but it's in you when you on lockdown that you begin to think about some things. If you ever been on lockdown, you understand that that's the place where most prisoners find God. And because the enemy had you on lockdown, you getting ready to take the keys back from death, hell, and the grave. Because you've been on lockdown, you know the ins and outs of where the enemy held people hostage. And when you realize the enemy has got nothing, you begin to release a praise. And everybody that's been left up in bondage got to be set free, because you got the anointing to destroy every yoke of bondage. You got the anointing to tear down every stronghold. All you got to do is praise him in the prison. He couldn't hold him. See, even when the enemy gets the command to beat you down, see, he don't understand, when he beats you down, you recover better than you was before. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. See, you think the worst beat down you can get is from an enemy. Oh, that's the greatest thing that can happen to you. Because when the enemy beats you down, oh, that's when God began to step in and say, because you took the beat down, because you took the mess, because you took the destruction, I'm getting ready to show you what a real beat down is. Because the same thing you beat down, I'm going to cause to rise up and begin to go to war against the enemy's kingdom. So everything now that you've been fighting against, look at the devil and say, I'm still in the game, baby. I ain't lost yet. You thought you had me out. You thought I was gonna throw in the towel, but I'm still in the game. I may have got knocked down, but I'm still in the game. My nose may be bleeding right about now, but I'm still in the game. The devil wanna try to kill me, but I'm still in the game. So right where I am, I'm gonna begin to fight till I ain't got no more fight left in me, because I know that I got a coach in my corner. And because Jesus Christ is in my corner, I can't begin to lose this battle. Look at your name and say, don't count me out yet, baby. Oh, I know I had some hard trials. I know I was laying down flat on my back. But don't you count me out yet. I know I lost a house. I know I lost a car. I know I lost some money. But don't you count me out yet. Because God getting ready to esteem himself great and mighty in my life. If you believe it, give God one of the radicals praise right there. Watch this. They said now that at the 12th hour, that's when God said order in your life. That's when the government got the rest right there. That's when every rule that's been over your head, he'd be like the daughters of Zelophehad had, and begin to change the rules on your behalf. So what I used to apply to you don't apply to you no more. And it said at the 12th hour that the doors of the prison, when they begin to praise him, that the doors begin to fling open. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to praise God until the door open up. To the door to my new job get open. I'm going to praise God to the door to my healing get open. I'm going to praise God to every demon in the hell get out of my space from blocking my doorway. I'm going to begin to release a praise so that the doors of blessing can be open in my life. And it didn't say they just came open. It said they flew open. Which means God is about to kick down the door of poverty in your life. He about to kick down every door that's been chained up trying to stop you. Look at somebody and say, it can't begin to stop me now. It can't hold me. It can't hold me. I come too far. It can't hold me right here. I ain't gonna give up right here. I'm gonna keep on praising. I'm gonna keep on blessing his name. Cause I know he's a miracle worker. I know he's still a healer. I know he's still a deliverer. I know he's the chief physician. I know him to be a battle axe in the time of my battle. I know that my God is a healer. Watch this. Watch this. What happened when the doors began to flew open? It said that the guard now, the one that was watching them, he got scared in his own spirit and began to pull out his sword, wanting to harm him himself. Oh, the doors of blessings about to fly open in your life, that the enemy that's been tormenting you is about to try to kill him himself. But you got to understand now, Paul said, no, son, don't begin to kill yourself. Don't harm yourself. I know you done brought me to this place. I know you thought you had me on lockdown, but I'm going to let you know, devil, that I'm still here. You think we done escaped and tried to sneak out from you, but no, devil, I'm gonna let you know that I'm still here and right in front of your face. I ain't got no reason to begin to run from the devil, so I'm gonna let the devil know I ain't escaped on my own free will, but I'm gonna let you know to your face that I done got up out of here, that the chains have been loosed off of me. Don't try to kill yourself now, because I want you to see that my God is still God. My God is still ruler. My God is still a deliverer. So you can't begin to kill yourself. He said, don't you destroy yourself. Don't kill yourself. Because I want you to see who God is. I want you to understand that you can't hold me. Whatever plan you got for me can't hold me. Only what God allows would allow.
Pastor Troy King would love to have you visit the Glory Has Come International Ministries at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. For any of our messages or service times, visit our website at www.thegloryhascome.com. That's www.thegloryhascome.com, or call 704-612-3360. Thanks again for listening. Now take what you've heard and apply it to your life.